Deseret News. I'm John Scott.
The intense investigation continues after the American Airlines jet hit an Army helicopter, killing 67 people. Speaking today on Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the Black Hawk crew did have night vision goggles.
Now, we don't know is whether the goggles were engaged or up. And anyone that's been in the military knows you might use them. You might flip them up while flying. But if the qualification was a night flight, they could have been used. You have a lot of ambient light, a lot of things happening around Reagan. There can be depth perception problems. Again, that's speculation. Our investigation will tell us more. We also don't yet have the black box from the Black Hawk. When we do, we'll get a sense of internal communications.
More than 40 bodies have been pulled from the Potomac River as the massive recovery effort continues. Also at SRNNews.com, multiple senior FBI officials have been ordered to leave the bureau within days or be fired, a sign that President Donald Trump's administration is purging leadership at the agency before his choice for director takes charge. Bernie Bennett with the report.
The ultimatums came as Trump nominee to lead the bureau, Kash Patel, vowed during his confirmation hearing Thursday that he would not act against perceived enemies should he be confirmed as FBI director. Patel told lawmakers, quote, all FBI employees will be protected against political retribution. While the Senate considers Patel's nomination, the massive law enforcement bureau is being run by an acting director and an acting deputy director, both veteran agents appointed by the White House. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
South Carolina preparing to execute an inmate accused of murder. Marion Bowman Jr. receives a lethal injection tonight at a Columbia prison. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow dropping 13 points. The NASDAQ composite up 231. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center asked the world about religion.
The question is simple. Does religious faith help or hurt society? And the answer is, it helps. Most people in most of the 36 countries surveyed say religion is a good thing for their society. 72% of Americans believe that, as do 78% of the people in Mexico, 91% of those in Kenya. However, less than half of adults living in Western Europe say that religion has been a help to their societies. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Maine's highest court has ruled against a law that removed the statute of limitations for civil claims about child sexual abuse. Lawmakers in the state approved the law in 2021, and it was later challenged by the Roman Catholic Diocese of Portland. Lawyers for the diocese told the Maine Supreme Judicial Court during arguments that they felt the removal of time limits was unconstitutional. This is SRN News. Tough times for a major drugstore chain.
Shares of Walgreens tumbled after it announced it's suspending its dividend, breaking a streak of quarterly shareholder payouts stretching back more than 90 years. The drugstore chain says it made the move to strengthen its balance sheet and improve cash flow as company leaders try to turn around the struggling business. Walgreens has been dealing with thin prescription reimbursement, rising expenses, persistent theft, and inflation-sensitive shoppers looking for bargains elsewhere. Rich Thomason reporting.
A new type of pain drug designed to eliminate the risk of addiction and overdose associated with opioids. The FDA approved the pill Jervenix from Vertex Pharmaceuticals for acute pain that often occurs after surgery or injuries. Vertex's drug was better than a dummy pill at reducing pain after surgery, but it did not outperform opioid treatment. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.